Tosh mach, run. Chav vavel mit alef the bottom. Tosh mach, ich nisa le revokov bedosha. Rashi says that this is talking about Egla Rufa. And Tosla says it's talking about Paraduma, that the halachas are similar. So you put it into a corral, and the animal did work. Neither a Paraduma or an Egla Rufa are allowed to have done work. They're possible they did work. So you put it into the corral, and it threshed grain. Kshera. So it's kosher. We'll see on second why. But if you put it in there, that it should nurse its child, and also that it should, you intended it to thresh psula, then it's possible. Here we see that you needed to put it in there anyway to nurse, to nurse its child. And agav, you wanted it to thresh. And that's efsher, low efsher, and komechavin. And said still, it's as possible. Rashi. Ichnisa l'revoka egla rufa. Revoka is a kufla, it's a corral. Shekoshen arba poros biyachat. You put it into a yoke with four poros together, and they thresh the tfuah. The dosha tfuim chevroseha, and it threshed the tfuah together with its the other three. Kshera, shalom iskavon lekach, v'lav avodahi. Since you didn't have kavona, we'll see, therefore it's not called avoda. V'ninskavon shetinek v'tidosh psula. Right? But if you had kavona, that it should at the same time be together with these other three, one of them was its calf. So it should be able to nurse her, and at the same time, it's going to thresh together with the calf and the other two. So hacha lo efsher shlo yachni sem l'shatinok. You had to put it there because you needed to nurse the child. V'chi miskaven shatinok v'tidosh psula. And since you're machaven, that it should also thresh. It's possible. So Gemara says such a kasha on Abaya, who says lo efsher v'kol machaven is mutter. You see, the kavana doesn't make a difference. And here it says that what's it called, that the kavana makes a difference, even though it's low efshir. Mar says, Shani Hassan, Dechsiv asher lo ubat ba mikol makom. Here is a special pasuk. Enochanani, without the pasuk, lo efshir v'kom echavin would be mutter. But over here is a special pasuk. It says, asher lo ubat mikol makom. Even if what's it called, as long as you're machavin, even if it's lo efshir, it still makes it possible. Where it says, Ihachi afilo reishon ami, if it's under all circumstances that it's possible, then why in the first case is a kosher? Well, you stam, put it, and it did it by itself, but you didn't have kavon. Where it says, halo damya lalaha. No, that can be compared to the following case. And here it's talking by paraduma. But the halachas, like we said, are the same. Shachan aleha of kshela. Right? If a bird lighted on the paraduma, it's kosher. Even though it's carrying the bird, but there's no kavana bichlau for this, for you to do malacha with the paraduma. You couldn't care less if the bird's on it or not. Allah leal zachar psula. But if a zachar went on it, right, and had relations with it, mated with it, it's possible. My taima, amra papa, so the chara in here, because you had kavana. Shnichale, you want it. Rashi, halo damya terutzahu. Shachin aleha of the paraduma koi. Sheporach v'noch agaba. A bird lighted on the paraduma. Afo gab dechsiv lo alo aleha ol. The mashma aleha afilo aliyah bi'alma. Mashma, even if anything went on it. Any ol, anything. The paraduma carried anything, it's possible. V'imishum dechsiv ol. Om rabinan de sharavodas. And the fact that it says, lo aleha ol, we learn other avodas. Anything the paraduma did, malacha, passes it. Afilo hachi, b'ho aliyah k'shera, v'lo nichole. You don't want it. You don't care. You want the bird to be on the paraduma. V'ho adin l'chnisa l'ravaka v'dasha. The same thing. You put it into this corralled together with the other into this, oh, the yoke together with the other ones, but you don't need it to thresh. You have the other animals to thresh. You don't need its threshing. But all of them are psula, denichale. But where you want it, then it passes. Same thing. You wanted it to be there to what's it called to thresh. So when you had intention for the threshing, that's possible. Samara says, why? Amra Papa, my time, Amra Papa, Iksiv Ovad, the Korinan Ovad, Ada Ovid Beiu. It would say, Ashalo Ovad Ba, it would mean you did it Bekavana, and you did it actively. You actively put an all or made this animal work. Then you would have to have actively done it. Iksiv Ubad, the Korinan Ubad, Afilo Melanami. The Torah would say Ubad Ba, and even if it was, what's it called, passive, it happened by itself, and you weren't happy about it, you'd also be possible. Hashta dechshiv ovad, the Korinan uvad, now that it's written ovad, but it's read ubad, ubad dumya da ovad, then you need it, it doesn't have to be mamish that you did it, but it has to be that you want it. It has to be, if it happened by itself, it has to be at least similar to you doing it, at meaning that you have kavana. Ma ovad denichale, af uvad denichale. So therefore it's a special halacha by Paraduma and by what's it called, Egla Rufa, that even if you didn't, it's low efshir. But as long as you had kavana, since you read the word ubad ba, not ovad, even memela, then even what's it called, as long as you have kavana, it's possible. But the word normally, without a special pasuk, lo efshar, on the chadin would be mutter. Okay? Uvad mashma memela. Uvad is mashma, happened by itself. Uvad mashmi yodai. Uvad, you did it actively. The afal gab the high beeg, look, see? Tarvayu yalfina mehadadi bixer ishova to all the mesecha sota. We learn egla rufa and Paraduma from Xerishova, so the same halach is applied to both of them. Toshma, Avei velo yishatchen alo agabe mito velo agabe mogo v'tzorcho. Avo shotcho v'tzorcho agabe mito ve agabe mogo. You're a shomer aveda. So you have a garment that you found. So you can't stretch it out on a bed or on a frame if you're doing it for your sake. But if you're doing it for the sake of the beged, it shouldn't wear out. It shouldn't get eaten by moths. So you expose it to the air, that's okay. Nizdam lo orchim, but if you have guests, lo yishatchenu lo agabi mitov lo agabi mogud, bein letzorcho, bein letzorcho. Then you can't do it if you have guests, not for the sake of the beged, and not for your own sake. What do you see? It's lo efshir, because the beged needs to be stretched up. Since you're mechavin, though, to have hanah from it, for the sake of the guest, it's also. It's the same thing as nisri hanah. Lo efshar, the komechavin would be also. Same thing over here. Here it's lo efshar. You need to stretch it out for the sake of the beged. Still it's also, because inevitably you're going to have kavana for the sake of the orchim. Therefore it's also. Where it says, no, shani hasan de kalila. The reason over there it's also is not because you have kavana that you're going to, yeah, what's it called? Use it for the sake of the Orchim as well as for its own sake. That's not the reason it's Osir. The reason it's Osir is because you're destroying it. How? Imi Shumena Bisha, by putting it out in front of Orchim, you're exposing it to Ayin Hara. Imi Shum Gamve, or because they may steal it. If you open it to their eyes. So therefore it's also, but not because you have kavana that you to enjoy it for the sake of the guest, even though it's low efshir, because you need to open it up and stretch it out for its own sake, in other places, be mutter. Here is a special issue. Rashi, lo yishatchena, b'motzei beged avudakoi. So we found a lost garment, and now you have to, what's it called, take care of it. Mogod kabilio, some kind of frame. You stretch it out that it shouldn't get moldy or shouldn't be beaten by a moth. So you expose it to the air, that's okay. even though you're opening it up because it needs to be exposed to the air. So you have no choice. Still, hol miskaven mishabit b'shal chaveiro b'orchim choshev legesel v'osir. Since you're using this also to be nehena, to show it off in front of the orchim, right, and it decorates your house, it's osir. Mashani lab mishum kavonahu. It's not osir because you're mechaven to be nehena from it in front of the orchim. Ela mishum debishti chazu kolila. By exposing it to the gas, you kill, you're destroying it, you're burning it. Kolomer ma'abda b'yodai. Imishum eino bisho, imishum dil ma'orchim ganvininu v'ganvila. Either because of ayin hora, or because we're afraid it'll be stolen. Okay, toshma. Mochrik sus. Mochrin kedarkon, uvilvad shlo yiskaven b'chamet ne'achama, uvikshomim ne'akshomim. People who sell clothing. So they used to carry it by, what's it called, by draping it over themselves. And it's talking where it's, what's it called, where it's shatnis. So as long as they don't have kavana to enjoy the beggar, to shade them from the heat, the sun, or to protect them from the rain, it's okay. But it's nuim, people who wanted to be machmer, mafshilin lachareim b'makel. They don't put it over the shoulder, but they put it on a stick behind them. So they don't wear it bechlal. The hacha de efsher lemevet kitznuyim. Look over here, it's efsher. The chilo mechad in shari. Tiyufta leman demasin vishnakama de rava tiyufta. Here it's a case of efsher the loko mechadin. You're not mechadin to have hanor from it. But it's efsher to do a different way. It's according to the first lashon that rava held that where it's efsher, even if you're not mechadin, it's asher, here at Betherish it says not like that. Where it's efsher to do like the tznuim, to put it on a stick, still you're allowed to wear it on your shoulder, like Reb Shimon, and not have kavana to have hana from it. And you see that what's it called, that efsher, the lo kol mechaven is mutter, not like Rava held in the first lashon. Rashi, mochrin kedarkon, mutafin biksus kilayim, dein miskaven lahanos levisha. They're selling these bikavim to goyim, not to Jews. And Tosa says, even though it says that you can't sell a beged shenevet bo kilayim to a goy, because we're afraid a Jew will see that a Jew sold it to him, won't realize it's kilayim and wear it. That's only where you don't see it's kilayim. These begotten were obvious they were kilayim. So there's nothing to worry about a Jew buying it. Only goyim would buy it. So, mutafin b'ksus kilayim, they miskavel anos levisha, that machadim. So, the Rishonim ask, the horror, it's a psikration. Nice, you're wearing kilayim. You're getting hanos levisha. So they say one of a few things. First of all, they say that it's not talking where you're actually wearing it. You're just draping it over yourself. When you wear it, then the isser is to have the hano of wearing it. That's a psikration. You can't wear something and not have hano of wearing it. You're wearing it. But halah is only usher if you have kavana for extra hano, because you're not wearing it. So it's not the hanoah of wearing it that's osir, it's the hanoah of either shading yourself from the sun or from the cold, from the rain. That's not a psikration. It doesn't have to be sunny and it doesn't have to be rainy. And you don't have to be mechaven for that. So there, kavana makes a difference. So we learned before that the din of psikration is only by a maisa, but not by hanoah. Hanoah, there's no such thing as psikration. So where the isra is the hanoah, there is no bechlal no isra psikration. No, because there's no isra hanoah and kilayim. You're also kilayim, right? The isra hanoah is wearing. Avatznuim prushim shemisrachim in hakir min adomelo. People are machmir not to do anything that even looks osir, even though it's not osir. Lishna kama de rava efsher v'lo kom misgavin osir. Afil Reb Shimon. According to the Lishna Kama, Rava held, even according to Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon was only matar, ain't a miskaven, where it's efsher. Big kalim that you have to drag on the ground, then you can drag them. If as long as you don't have kavana to make a ditch and it's not a psikresha. But little kalim that you put on your shoulder, you're not allowed to drag, even though it's ain't a miskaven. Where is it? Din kain, or money. So therefore, what's it called? It's a kash on Rava. Oh, this is Rashi. How could you possibly sell kilayim begodim to Nochrim? If a degen, that kilayim was lost, then you're not allowed to sell to a goy. I'll make kilayim, also limkor, so you're not allowed to sell kilayim. The toas beodim. The hosom of a dafka. That's where it's not noticeable that it's kilayim. Shemayaz or Nochrim, you're going to Israel. The lo yakash sheesh bo kilayim, the beshenu. We're afraid that a Jew will see that a Jew sold this to a goy, not know that it's kilayim because he can't see it and he'll think it's okay to wear. Aval kilayim hanikur mutter b'chol anos mechira. But if you can see it's kilayim, you're allowed to sell. It's not osur b'ano, it's only osur b'levisha. Okay, now going on again. No yasik botaner v'kirayim. You can't use chametz as a fuel to fuel an oven. Taner rabbonin. Taner shesiko b'klipe orla. O b'kachin shal kilay akerim. An oven that you heated up, either with klipe orla, orla, only the fruit is awesome. But there's a pasuk that tells me that the shells are also part of the fruit. So they're also awesome. Or kashin shal kilay akerim. By kilay akerim, it's not only the fruit, all of it, even the straw is awesome. So if you heat it up an oven with the shells of orla, which are also banoa, or the straw of kilay akerim, which is also banoa, so chodash you touch. If it's a new oven, and it wasn't finished till you heat it up once. Till you heat it up once, it's not usable. You have to heat it up, and that strengthens the walls of the oven and makes it usable from now on. So when you heated it up with Isuri Hanoah, you basically made the oven usable because of Isuri Hanoah. So now, not that the oven becomes an Isur Hanoah, but now when you're going to use the oven again, you're going to be getting Hanoah from the Isuri Hanoah, which made the oven strong. So you'll be mishtamish b'Isuri Hanoah in the second time you use it too. And therefore, you have to break it. The only thing you can do with this oven is break it and recast it in a kiln. Yoshen Yutza. If it's an old oven, so you didn't make the oven with the Isuri Hanoah, you just heated it up, then you have to cool it off. So you're not nehena from the Isuri Hanoah, and cook with the things that were Isuri Hanoah. Bake with the Isuri Hanoah. What happens off a boss apas? You didn't cool it off. And you baked bread with this Isuri Hanoah. Rebbe Omer Hapas Asura. The Rebbe holds a pas as Asur. And the Chachomim hold a pas muteris. The Chachomim hold the pas is muter. Bishlal gabi kecholim. If you made the Isuri Hanoah into coals, you burned them completely, and then you used the charcoal, divrei hakol mutter. Then everybody else mutter, there's no more Isuri Hanoah here. The Isuri Hanoah is gone. It's already burnt. So let's see Rashi, and then we'll explain what... Beklipe orla, klipe agozim rimonim, nut shells, or rimonim shells. Shafheim bechlav pri, vasur mishim orla. Orla, only the pri is aser, but the shells are also part of the pri. The chen kashim shall kilay akerim, akol aser. By kilay akerim, it's not just the fruit that's aser, it's the straw, the stalks are also aser. The biklayim loksi pri, by kilayim doesn't say pri. So the whole plant is aser. So chodesh yutatz, shal al yedei hesik zeh shal orla, nigmar miskayim kula. Because of the Isuri Hanoah, the oven is what's it called finished. So now when you cook again, or bake again in this oven, you're getting Hanoah out of the Isuri Hanoah that made it strong. Not that the oven becomes Isuri Hanoah, because this only applies by Isuri Hanoah, not by Isuri Achila. So it doesn't become that the oven becomes an Isuri Achila or whatever, and it becomes like you're cooking it. But since the Isuri Hanoah were goring, that this oven should be an oven that's usable, so you're being nehena from the Isuri Hanoah by using the oven. So you have to break it. Yashan shein hesek zem moelo ela shofa bopas. But the yashan, the only Hanoah you get, is from the heat. The oven itself was an oven before. Then yutzan, so you have to take away the heat, cool it down. Yutzan shlo yefa bopas besek zem. You can't bake bread with this fire. What if you did bake the bread? Offer bopas behesik zeh, lekamon mokilok shavuka kinegdo. Later on, the Gemara says it's talking where the flame is right next to the bread. So then there's a shayla, shekol shor shoyis a pas betanur hayadolei ka'or volteu. As long as the pas was in the oven, it was being directly heated by these yisuri hanor. And you were getting hana when the isra was still intact. Rebbe omra pas asura, diyesh shevach etzim isra bapas. Rebbe holds yesh shevach etzim bapas, that the way that we've shown him learn is the following. That Rebbe holds that when you have a fire that heats something up, it's the thing that is burning that gives the hana. Not after it's burnt. So it's the suri hanor before they're burnt that bake the bread, and therefore it's also because the bread was baked by suri hanor. So their shvach etzim, the isur hanor goes into the pas. That's what makes it also. That's what's called right. Or the rabbanon hold ein shvach etzim the pas. What does that mean? That the heat of the flame doesn't come from the thing that's still intact. It comes after it's burnt. After it turns to ashes, that's when the heat is released. And therefore, there's no the end of that iser in the pas. When the pas gets baked, it's getting baked by the ashes, not by the part that's intact. Now, where's the flame? You consider the flame an extension of the Isuri Hanor, or the flame only comes after the Isuri Hanor is already burnt. The Melech Mut. That's how Tosfos learns. The Riva learns that everybody holds that it's what's called the Be'en that makes the flame. The question is, since you can't see any Isuri Hanor in the pas, is that called Isuri or not? It's not a discernible issue. There's nothing you could see that's in the past. It's the heat that came from the Isuri Hanor that's in the past. It's not discernible. So the one who holds Ein Shvach Etzim Bapas holds an Isur that's not Nikr Bechlal, that's not called Isur. And the other one holds no. Even though it's not Nikr, it's there. But everybody holds that the heat comes from the Isur, not from after it's burned. According to the Riva. Okay. Well, Tanya, Bein Chodesh, Bein Yoshin Yutza. That is a brisa that says, doesn't make a difference if the oven is new or old. All you have to do is cool it down. So where it says, Lokasha, Horebi Vahorabon. The one that says that you have to break it is Rebbe. And the one that says that it only has to be cooled down is the Rabbon. You'll see Rashi, because he explains all of this. Off of Bopas, Behesik Zeh, okay, we said already. Rebbe Yomer Apas Asura, the Yeh Shvach Eitzim Yisur Bopas. Shvach Atzeh Yisur Bopas. Considered like the fuel is in the pas. Bachachomer Apas Muteres, the Savre Ein Shevach Eitzim Bopas Mamish. That there's no Shevach of the Eitzim, there's nothing, it sounds like here more like the Riva, there's nothing Mamish from the Eitzim in the pas. The heat went in, but the heat's not the issue. The Ruah did the less tsunami chodesh yuta, zela yuta. According to this, Rabbanim would also hold that there's no shevach etzim in the tanur. And therefore, you could use this tanur even if it's new. Only if you hold that there's isuri hano in the pas, do you hold there's isuri hano in the oven. But if you hold there's no isuri hano in the pas, there's no isuri hano in the oven either. So even a new oven would only have to be cooled down, which is what we're saying, which we just said. Bishvah gabi gicholim, divrei akola pas muteres. If you cooked it, not with the fire from the wood, but you burnt the wood of kilayim or orla, and then you used the coals that were made from that burning, then everybody holds muter. Vafil la rebbe. Dechi yisani pas miyisir kvar kola ubatu. Right, l'maisa, the hanor of cooking the bread didn't come from the Isuri Hanor because it was already burned. Now it's coals. You're not burning wood, you're burning coals. The Gecholim Yitzrichle, the Lotei Makati Yisura Beinen, the Chodesh Kein Betanu Gorot, Vein Avuka Kenegdo.
The chiddush is that coals are considered already that the isser is completely gone. Surely, if you heated an oven up, you took out the wood, and now there's only the heat left, for sure there's no isser.
Why is it different than an oven that's new? The oven itself, now it's cold, the heat is gone. So, why are they worse than
the oven? No. Because in the metzias of the oven, there's isser hanot.
It's also the coals, there's isser
hanot. No, burnt. It burned completely. Here, when it went into the thing, it wasn't burnt. It was anah. It was a suri anah. Here, first you burnt the suri anah, now you're being nehenna from it. There's nothing there anymore.
Also, but the oven, you first burnt the suri
anah. No, when it went into the oven, it wasn't burnt. That's yeshvach etzim bapas. Right? That was, we don't look at the part that went into the bread or into the oven as the burnt part. That's the part that's intact that made that heat.
But the coals itself is not...
The coals itself is burned completely. Now you're using it after the fact, after it was burned completely. Nothing went into the coals. Coals are burnt.
There's no
shvachetz in the coals. The coals are burnt. Okay. Ha, Rebbe, itani chodesh yutatz Rebbe. The one who holds you have to break the new oven is Rebbe. The omer ha-pas asura. Just like the pas is asur, because the isuri hanor went into the pas when it was burnt, when it was wood, so to mishum the gomer beiser, it finished off the bread beiser. What did the tanur chadash shenigma the iser? The iser is in that oven. Mer says that's not true. Eimer the shamis lay la rebbe mishum the yesh shvach etzim bapas. Zev is a gorim mishamis lay. Here's a different question. So in order to have to break the new oven, you're going to have to hold another iser. Zev zegorim. In other words, like this. Where you cooked bread, you baked bread with the iser. So then, Rebbe holds, the iser is in the bread. You can't eat the bread. Mashain came where the iser is in the tanur. You're going to have to heat the tanur again with something mutter, with other fuel. So now, two things are goring that pas to be able to be the oven and the wood. So that's called zev zegorim. You have a heter and an iser that cause something to be baked or whatever. So zev zegorim is a machlokus, whether it's asur or mutter. So where do we see that Rebbe holds zev zegorim is asur? In order to have to break the oven, you're going to have to hold more than shvach etzim apas. Even if there's iser in the walls of the oven, but you're not going to bake now with the walls of the oven alone. You're going to bake with new wood. So the new wood and the iser in the walls of the oven are goring this pas to be able to be made. That's a different machlokas, zev zegorim. Whoever heard the Rebbe holds zev zegorim is also Ela lokasha, horeb lezer, horeb onen. It's a different machlokas. The one who holds that you have to break the oven is Reb Lezer. And the Rabbanan holds you don't have to break the oven. Moses, hi Reb Lezer, elema Reb Lezer to soor. If you'll tell me, it's Reb Lezer by Soor. Disnan, Soor shall chulin the shal truma, shall not lutok isa. You have Soor of chulin and truma that fell into a dough. The ein bezekede lahachmitz, the ein bezekede lahachmitz. And they made the dough chametz. And you took them out. You took the truma and the chulin out, the Soor. Took the yeast out. But now the dough became chametz because of truma and chulin. And neither one could do it by itself. Then it starved for the chametzu, and the, what's it called, they were mitzarev together, and they made the dough rise. Rabbi Lezer, Omer Acher Achron Anibo. Rabbi Lezer says it depends which the last one was. If the last one was truma, then the dough is asher. If the last one was chulin, it's mutter. The Chacham Momin, Bein Shenofel Yisrael Lechatchila, Bein Shenofel Yisrael Levasol, La'olam Eino Oser, Ad, Sheyeh Bo Kedei Lahachmit. And the Chachamim hold, no, it doesn't make a difference which one was first, which one was second, as long as neither one could be naked by itself, Chametz, and you need both, Zev Zegorim, each one made it become to rise, and therefore it's not awesome. So it would seem that Reb Lezer would hold that, what's it called, as long as the last one was the, what's it called, the Yisr, even though the Heter also was Gorim, Zev Zegorim is also Rashi. Amor
Our Rebbe, Diktani Chodesh Yutatz Rebbe, Domra Pasha Surah, Mishum the Gomba Beser, Vodin Latanur Chodesh, and Nigmar Anome Adayeser. Versus no, Eimer the Shamasil Rebbe, the Eishvach Eitzim Bapas. Ki Shamasle, the Polig Rebbe at the Rabbanon. Where does Rebbe argue on the Rabbanon? The Eishvach Eitzim Bapas Lechudo, the Shamasle. He only holds that if the pas is Osir, because there's Isir in it. The Rabbanon having a kilik vei, the shori afilu pas lecho. The Rabbanon hold no, ain't shvach eitzim. Either because there's no Isir in this pas, or because the Isir that's in it is not nicker. The amri ain't shvach eitzim bo, el a shvach hesed. The Isir shabok kvar kolahu. Right? The Isir is gone. Right? Once the heat comes, it comes from the burnt Isir. The Rebbe Sover Hova Vuka Kenegdo, Yeshvach Eitzim, the Isser Gomer Bo. And Rebbe also know, the heat comes from the intact thing, and it's considered like it's transferring the Isser to the Pas. The Gabi Tanur Chabosh, Noi the Yeshvach Eitzim Bo, but according to Rebbe, even though the oven has the Isser in its walls, Mi Hu Atzmoy Necho, you're not eating the oven. Elo Vahesek Akar Omeh. You're going to use the oven to heat up something else with other wood. The yofu bo, the nimtzis pas hanefesh bo, nigmeris ayadeyis v'heter. Here there's another reason to be matter. It's not only the oven that's causing the bread to be baked, it's also the wood. And the wood is mutter, it's new wood. Atzei yisu sheni wasatanur, v'atzei heter shikon wasapas. V'iko shaminan leit osa rebi. Where do we smoke ha'echo? Where do we see the rebi holds osa? Horrible answer. The shamin and lay zev is a gorim osir. Dabar she iser v'heter. Gormulo she yavo is osir banor. Something that iser and heter were gorim it to be is osir banor. That's what the Mandi Omer says to iser. L'toch iser shel chulin. Acher acher ani bo. Im sila kisarishon. Kin v'torish le'bayim. Where does it say, well, you took out the first one, then it's the second one that makes it osir. Now we'll see that maybe the Belezer doesn't hold Zevizekorin is also either. He only holds because he took out the Heter, and now the whole thing was good Nigrim by the Isser. But in any case, Gemara right now thinks that the Belezer holds that even if both are there, it's also, even though it's Zevizekorin. The Svar of Zevizekorin is, the Mandi Amru holds Zevizekorin is also. It's like by Shabbos. If you have an Eino Yachol carry something, so it's considered like both of them did the whole thing. If it wouldn't be for a special pasuk that by Shabbos, Shnayim Shasu is not Chaya. But Svara-wise, if two people who can't do something do it together, it's like each one did the whole thing. They become a partner. Therefore, when Zev is a Goring, you have Isser and Heter. Since neither one could do it by itself, together they did it, it's like each one did the whole thing. It's like the Isser did the whole thing. And the one who holds it's mutter, this is Reb Shimon Shkop says. The one who says that it's mutter, either holds. The Avni Miluim says that the reason is not because of Bittel Barov. Because Bittel Barov, lechatchil, you're not allowed to mavatel something. And Zev is a gorim, is mutter lechatchil. Elamai, it's because the, what's it called, the gorim, since neither one can do it by itself, it's only a gorim. It's not nechsha bechlav. There's no issue there. The Isser, since only a Goreim, it's only a Messiah, like Messiah ain't bo mamish. So that Isser is not called Isser, because it couldn't have done that Pa'ula, couldn't have made the thing Chametz by itself. It couldn't have baked this bread by itself. That's not called a Pa'ula's Isser. And the Ran holds, it's because of Bikkel Barov. In other words, normally you need Rov to Mavakel something else. But here there's no Be'en, it's just a Koach of Isser that went into the thing. The koach of baking went into the thing. It's not anything tangible. So where it's not tangible, it's bottle even with something equal. It's bottle. But if it's bottle, right, then why should it be mutter lechatchila? Ein mevatel Isser lechatchila. So they say that that is the din of ein mevatel Isser lechatchila is only when there's a be'en. But it's only a koach, that's what the Ran holds, that it's not only that it's bottle, but it's even mutter to do that. Others say that it's doma to his following case. The whole reason of Ein Mavatel Nisr L'Chatchila is because we're afraid if you use the Isser with Bittel, you may use it without Bittel. But something's impossible. You have a kli that's what's it called, his Isher Balui. But the Kli is only used with a lot of stuff. You're never going to use it with less than a lot of things. Then you're allowed to what's it called, to put in the lot of things, even though it's Mevatel the Isher. Because there's no chash that you'll ever come to use the Isher by itself. The Isher's not there. It's not a ban that you could possibly use it by itself. It's only a tam. And this Kli is never used with a little bit. You always put a lot in, which is more than shisha. So it's always going to be bottled. That's okay. Same thing over here. The thing, that the force that's in the bread, right, or in the oven, is what's it called, is something that could never be usher by itself. Right? So it's not a ban. Not something to be usher by itself. You're always going to use it with some other heter together with it. It's always going to be bottled. It's always going to be bottled. It's okay.